What's it like being back here? I know you had a taste of it last week, but finally getting acclimated to the program here in Philly.
Yeah, it's been great. Been great to be back out here just playing football, not to worry about school anymore. Getting acclimated with these teammates and just, you know, really, you know, getting those physical reps and putting all the mental playbook stuff I've been doing out of school, you know, just applying that to the field as best as I can.
How'd you spend the time away while you're back at Sanford?
Well, first and foremost, I had to go finish those classes up. But then I had my playbook, my iPad playbook, and I spent maybe like 3 times a week talking to coaches over FaceTime. Any questions I had, they took care of. And so it really helped when I came back out here. Really, the only thing I had to learn is just the signals. I pretty much know the playbook, and now it's just, you know, going out there and just learning through experience, you know, get thrown out there in the fire.
What's the difference seeing the stuff on your iPad versus being able to witness it here on the practice field?
Oh, yeah, big difference. Just because, you know, you can draw motion, but you can't really see motion. A lot of stuff that, you know, our offense does, especially motion, jumping the backs, shifts, anything like that. So, you know, we have rules when it comes to that, but really being able to, you know, physically see it and go out there and have to make the adjustments on the run, especially with our tempo, is a big challenge right now.
What did guys like Zach Gertz, who have been through the same situation in the past, what did they tell you before and maybe during your time away even?
You know, just stay in shape because, you know, our practices are, you know, they push us. It's hard. Tempo is fast. So stay in shape as best you can and then just take all the mental reps you can through the playbook. And, you know, when you come out here, they don't expect you to be perfect. You know, you weren't here for the whole time. So just go out there and make mistakes. If you're going to make mistakes, make it fast. And then they can't teach effort. Just go out there, give your effort, and then they can teach you the playbook, you know, the adjustments afterwards.
Did you feel like you were behind at all, like, you know, because you missed, you know, all the OTAs and stuff?
I think that first day, because I made it out for the last day of OTAs, I definitely felt a little bit behind just because, like I said, I really didn't know any of the signals. So kind of, you know, with the tempo that our offense runs at, you really have to know the signals and look aside and make your adjustments as quickly as possible. I think that was the only thing. But these older guys, Malcolm Jenkins, Nate Allen, Kerry Williams, all those guys have really been a big help for me. And, you know, if I have any questions, they're there to answer them and, you know, help me through the process.
Did you make it back there for the commencement?
I did not.
Did not?
No,
I didn't. Did you watch it online or anything?
I saw some pictures. That's about it.
But it was NCAA rule that kept you away. You know, why were you able to come back for Thursday? Was it just done with finals?
No, it was because I was done with finals, and I still have a quarter to graduate from Stanford.
Okay.
I took the winter – we were in our core system, so I took the winter quarter off to train for the combine and all the pro day stuff.
Yeah.
And so I still have, like, 4 classes to finish up my degree.
Classes?
It really just fillers, anything I really want them to be. I'm done with the major, so just finishing up those classes, and I can do that online or here. You know, I'll make my way back out to Stanford when I can.
How odd was it to be down? Instead of being in practice, you were talking on Skype with some of the coaches. You know,
right.
How did that go?
It was weird, but it you know, with technology, you can pretty much do anything. I could be watching a play on my iPad, and he could be watching the same thing, and then we can talk about it right there. He could draw stuff up on the board for me if I had any questions. And so, I mean, it was great what you can do with FaceTime and technology nowadays, where I'm 3,000 miles away and still be able to communicate with them, you know, and just have some face-to-face time with them.
Which coaches would you Skype with or FaceTime with?
Coach Phipp and Coach Lovett.
It's like having so many Oregon guys out there, to, you know.
It's cool. I mean, we're all, you know, we're on the same team now. You know, we might talk a little trash here or there off the field. But it's fun. You know, it's definitely different. You know, I've had to watch, you know, 3 years of film on Josh Huff, and now being out there and having him be my teammate, you know, it's a good thing. He's a hell of a player.